I give honor to this great pastor. Pastor Brent, would you stand? Oh, man. And also his wife, who just left. But this is a mighty man of God, and I didn't know that he was in training when I, you may be seated. When I first took him to his first church with me, we had wasn't going to church regularly. He said we were CEOs. I didn't know we were CEOs. What did you say? We went faithfully on those days, trust me. But I feel the Holy Ghost so present in this place. If you are looking for healing, if you are looking for renewing, whatever you're looking for, I don't know what you come to do today, but I came to praise God. I came to glorify God. I came to exhort God. And I'm looking at the men that they are so high this morning. So high. So high. They're so high. I want you women to feel what we feel. You know? I want you to feel it deep down in your stomach. You know, let it roll. Let it rise, they say. You know? I give honor to the bishop. We have a bishop in the house here. I give honor to the bishop here again with us today. The last time he came, he got a healing. You know, that was the first time that I'd seen him. But I'm so glad he was in on the healing process. So glad for the Bates family, James Bates family. They were so faithful to us. They helped us to get going. We was called a full gospel. They was faithful to me. Anytime I needed them, they was here. And they are singers. Is any of the Bates children here? Stand. They must be outside. But anyway, we still honor those people because of what they've done for us. Some people forget. And I like Caesar. He's up here singing. Now he don't know the song, but he learned the songs when he was down at the men's retreat. He learned and he was singing. I think I was blessed by him more than ever because it takes a lot of guts to stand before people and look them dead in the eye and sing your song. It takes a lot of guts. And so I just appreciate him. I want to tell you a story, and I give honor to all the rest of y'all in the house. The Wenatchee Church that's going on, they in the house today. They say, hey, listen, you guys brought it to us the other week. We coming down and be with you this week. What a blessing. Now, they've been praying that we get a church started. There's some people that have been praying, and God finally moved on us to go out there and get started. And we're out there. We're not a fly by night. All right? You guys, if you guys support us and push us on, we there. Is that right, Pastor Brent? We there. We don't play no game. We're not part-time lovers. We're not part-time lovers. We the full deal. And so I give honor to everybody. I give honor to my wife for being my supporter out in Lake Roosevelt. And we're starting to work out there. And so God just got us moving. We're not stagnant. But I wanted to tell you a story. Cecil's mother is in Mexico, closed in. They won't let her back to her children. We're going to break that. Huh? We're gonna break that stronghold that they're the enemy trying to hold God's child from their children in Mexico when she should be here with her children. And so, seeing we're with you, and Jennifer, we're with you. We're gonna be praying for you. But I want to say something. When God released her, when the enemy released her, which He will. He got to release it. But there was, I want to tell a story. There was a woman in our church, won't call no name, but she had had a son that it was in prison for over 30-some years. And she had the church praying for him faithfully. Faithfully. There was no way that he was going to get out. And somehow, through the judge system, they let him out. Do you know he has not set foot in our church? And she hasn't either since he got out. God healed 10 lepers, but only one come back. Gave him thanks. You have to thank the Lord for where he has brought you from, or brought one of your families from, or maybe off their sick bed. And you go to church and you ask God, oh God, please save my child. Please heal my mother. Please heal my brother. Please blah, blah, blah. Then when he healed them, you never show up again at the church to pray for somebody else. I'm not here to beat up on nobody today. I'm just speaking truth. I'm speaking truth. I feel the Holy Ghost on me. Moving by the Holy Ghost. I don't have no sermon written out that I can just read to you. When I get it from him. I get it from him. Because I am moved by the Holy Ghost. Said the men of old spake as they was moved by the Holy Ghost. I don't know what I'm going to do when I'm up in front of you. I don't know what I'm going to say exactly. Sometimes I just have the subject. But I know God is going to, I won't say move because he already has moved. You know, if you didn't get nothing out of the singing, I don't know if you get anything out of what I'm bringing. I don't want to start. I don't know if I'm a rapper or what. I don't plan on rapping today. But I told you, I don't know what I'm gonna do. But I'm so thankful. Where God has brought me, we've been preaching. I've been preaching for pastoring for over 22 years. And I'm not a novice. And I know when the Holy Ghost is moving, and how he's moving. And I know that each and every one of you is going to receive a word here today. Because some of you have been misled by preachers, that so-called preachers that claim that they are preachers, but they're not. And they've told you things that got you believing the wrong way. But we're going to go into the word. We're going to talk about baptism today. Why should you be baptized? You know, what is the significance? Some people say you don't need to be baptized. They said that when John the Baptist was baptizing, it was under the law. When Jesus got baptized, he was under the law. And the law is not here anymore. And they got all kind of things saying that you don't need to know. Only thing you need to know is you could be sprinkled or whatever you want to do. Well, I'm not against sprinkling, because sometimes you might have to sprinkle somebody because they can't get to the water. You might have to throw some water. I loaded the bathtub with somebody and just hold the shower down on them. They was in the water and I just put the shower on them. But he was under the water. Well, now you're laughing at me, but see, baptism in the old days came in different ways. When the children of Israel went through the Red Sea, that was a form of baptism. Huh? When Noah was on that ark for 40, 40 days, that was a form of baptism. Uh-oh. So, but I'm going to talk about two baptisms. Of the water, of the Spirit. So in order to find out, in order to go there, let's just go to John, the first chapter. John. And we're going to read a few verses, and we're going to pick up from there. John chapter 1. Starting at the 6th verse, and we're going to go down to the 8th verse, and then we're going to skip a few verses, go down to the 19th verse, and we're going to go down to the 34th verse. All in the first chapter. I'll give you time. That's King James. I'll be reading from the King James if you don't mind. Some of you all might have a NIV. That's all right. Whatever type of Bible. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Let's go down to the 19th verse. And this is the record of John, whom the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then art thou, Elias?" And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, "No." Then said they unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" And he said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him and said unto him, 'Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet?' John answered them, saying, 'I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is whom cometh after me is preferred before me, whose shoe latches I'm not worthy to unloose.' These things was done in Bethra, beyond the Jordan, and John was baptized. Where John was baptized. The next day John sees Jesus coming unto him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I am come baptizing with water. And John bared record, saying, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it aborded upon him.'" Let's read that again. "And John bad record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it aborted upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou seest the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is Son of God. Let's bow our head. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We praise you for this time. We give you honor. Holy Ghost in me, we ask you, dear God, to use my mouth, my mind, my heart. Use my lips to speak your words. And let the words go out and take roots. Let them manifest, and may they prosper in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm going to use for a subject, why baptize? Why do you need to be baptized? Some say that when you're born again, you're saved. That's all you need to do is just you save. Being born again, saved means to be safe. But the Bible tells me that your faith to be saved come by preaching. And how can you preach except you sin? How can you hear without a preacher? Some of you are listening to all kind of voices going out there. But you need to hear the true word of God. Well, John was a forerunner. We know that John was a forerunner of God. He came to bear witness. Pastor Brandon brought up the other day where it says that somebody had asked him, I was in his presence, well, about the word going out to all the parts of the earth, the four corners of the earth, before Jesus comes. Pastor Brandon let him know word had gone out. Then when the Holy Ghost came in, there was people from every nation there. There. Every nation. So the word is, whether it is being manifest, it is, the seed is already in all those nations. Whether they know this Bible or not, they know Jesus through the Holy Ghost. Now, John said, I don't know him. Well, now how can John say that he didn't know him when my Bible tells me that when Mary went over to see Elizabeth, that John leaped in her womb and was filled with the Holy Ghost. From his mother's womb. Not only was he filled, but his mother was filled. And she began to prophesy to Mary. So, how then him having the Holy Ghost that he didn't know who he was? I see people that claim to have the Holy Ghost, but yet they cannot pray a Holy Ghost prayer. They can't pray a spiritual prayer to God to get an answer. They are afraid to come before the throne of God to get an answer. But I want to get back to John. John said he didn't know him, but yet John was Jesus' cousin. You tell me you don't know your cousin? You don't even know who your cousin are? But see, John was saying that I didn't know him for who he is coming to portray, which is God. I didn't know the fullness of God. Some of you have the Holy Ghost and you have a touch of God, but you don't have the fullness. You don't know God for who he really, really is. You don't know him for the glorious God that he is. He is God Almighty, and he's on the inside of you. And where you go, he goes. He don't stay and let you go, and you're there by yourself, but he's on the inside of you. And when you speak his word is power. His word is power when you speak. That's when a man of God or a woman of God have to be very careful for what comes out of their mouth. For the words that come forth out of your mouth shall not return void. It don't, it accomplish those things for where you send it. So you got to be careful where you send the word of God. Say, well, he's hollering. I'm not hollering to scare you. I'm not hollering because I'm mad at you. I'm hollering because I'm full of the Holy Ghost and with power. And with power. It's time for the Holy Ghost to come back on the scene. It's time for the Holy Ghost to come back. It's time for people to start getting healed like they used to in the old days. It's time for people to get the Holy Ghost by just raising up their hand and the Holy Ghost falling upon them and it coming out of them. There's two kinds of baptism. There's one kind where he has commanded for you to do it. The other kind is where he does it. One is of the flesh. The other one is of the spirit. I'm being baptized because I've been commanded to get in that water. I've been commanded. So you sit around all these years and you won't even get in when God said, I command you to go be baptized. I command you, the baptism that I'm going to give you, you have to repent before you get to me. The Holy Ghost is received by repentance. You don't bring your old self in there and say, I got the Holy Ghost, but yet you can't quit doing all of those things you do that's against God. Somebody is hurting today. I feel that. Somebody's hurting. You are hurting today. You're hurting. You are hurting. You are hurting on the inside. You are hurting. Holy Ghost, just reveal that to me. I'm going to lay hands on you today. You are hurting. But you have to be obedient. How do you receive the Holy Ghost? Peter gave the formula. Repent. Every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You got to receive it. You got to receive it. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive it. That's all you got to do. Receive it. the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Christ, which the world don't know. They don't have it. Some of you have been baptized in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's good if you don't know the right way. The Catholic, for the first 200 years, they was baptized in Jesus' name. But the Catholic claimed that, and they changed it. And I'm going to give you some encyclopedias, pages that you can go and search it for yourself and see that the Catholic said that everybody that baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they're their people. They changed it. Men have a tendency of putting a Mickey on you. They change things. Well, now, you say, well, it says in Matthew 28:19, go into all the world, preach the gospel in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. See it here? Well, who was he talking to? He was talking to his 12 disciples, apostles. Well, so now when they asked Peter, what must we do to be saved? Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. Because the name of Jesus is the most powerful name in heaven and in earth. It is power once you know the name of Jesus. Jesus is the name that every demon recognizes when he's in the house. That's why the world don't want you to mention that name, because they're controlled by the devil. But when you know the power, Muhammad is not going to save you. Hare Krishna is not going to save you. Dr. Moon is not going to save you. And any of those other, I almost call them demons. They dead and long gone. Buddha not going to save you. Get those Buddha dolls out of your house. Put Jesus in your house. Don't let me run you out here now. But I told you I'm led by the Holy Ghost. And I preach under the Holy Ghost. I tell you the truth, so don't stone me, because I'm telling you the truth. But I got to make it plain. For there's no other name given among men whereby for we may be saved. Jesus is the only way. And that's why John said, I'm gonna bear witness to him. And you that got the Holy Ghost in the place, you bear witness of Jesus. You don't have to have somebody to pump you to keep telling you, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. You need to pray. You need to pray. Pumping you for what? How long have you been in church? How long have this been preached to you? Have you really received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Paul asked that in the 19th chapter of the book of Acts. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Since you believe, have you received it? Or did you just go up and shake hands with the preacher and he told you you had everything you need? Don't let nobody do that to you. You better know this for yourself. When you lay down to die, ain't nobody gonna be there but you and God and the angels. Your family gonna be around you, but see, See, when you die, there's a place that you go. Even when you're dying, I'm told that there's a spiritual realm that you can see. That even the people that when you're on your deathbed, they don't see it, but you see demons telling you to give up. Do this. They still trying to control you because they want you where they at. But when you know God, you got nothing but the angels of God coming to get you, to take you on in. You have a guardian angel. That's the reason when you start praying and you start singing like what we were singing this morning, the men were singing, they were setting up an ambush for the devil. Huh? Healing start coming into play. Demons run out. Demons don't want to be in God's presence. Oh, I know I'm preaching. I know I'm preaching. I know I'm preaching. I'm not teaching. I'm preaching now. Luke, the 24th chapter, when Jesus came back after 40 days, this is after he was resurrected. He showed them, said, hey, listen, destroy this body, and in 3 days I'll raise it up. Huh? And he did. And he said, this is what I told you when I was with you. Go into all the world, preach for remission of sins. Huh? Preach. Go there. And then preach in what name? Who name? My name. So if you don't know the name of the Father, if you don't know the name of the Holy Ghost, if you don't know the name of the Son, he only had one name. What is that name? Jesus. Let me hear you say it again. What is that name? Jesus. His name is Jesus. Is he Lord? Huh? He simply just, what he did is he simply manifests himself as the Son of God. He couldn't come down as God. He had to come down through a man to redeem man back. Satan didn't take nothing from God. He took it from man. He took this world from man. God had sent man over the world. He took that power and authority. Satan said, everything that is matter is his. You go back in your Bible, it says that he even tried to claim Moses' body. What does he want with Moses' body? Just like he's trying to claim your bodies. He's trying to get you to work for him and not for God. But the devil is a lie. For God I live, and for God I die. I'm going to die for him. I don't care what you say. I'm going to die for God. When I get out of here, this man, he's going to be dead for God. He might be dead. His body might be dead, but he's going to be alive. Alive. I'm stepping right out of this body. I'm shedding these grave clothes. And I'm going to be with Jesus for eternity. That's why I'm preaching. That's why I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of the devil because I expect to be with Jesus for a lifetime. I expect to be glorifying God up there. This world is not my home and it's not yours. It's not your home. I'm trying to tell you to get it right. Stop playing with God. Stop playing with these crazy preachers trying to tell you something that you know not right. You're trying to find an easy way into heaven. You're trying to find an easy, if I can, always trying to find a loophole. Well, I can still get there the same as they got there. No, you're not. There's only one way to God. And God said, if you come any other way, you come as a thief and a robber. No robbers is going to be up there unless they repent of their sins. Unless they accept Jesus as their personal Savior. So why do I need to be baptized? First of all, you think Jesus came down here to tell you to do something that you weren't supposed to do? Huh? God said if you eat of that tree, you shall not surely die. You shall surely die. That's what the devil said. The devil said you shall not surely die. God said you're going to die. Some of you, if you continue in your sins, because of unbelief, you're going to die in your sins. You're going to die in your sin. And it's not going to be like he's going to give you a warning. Some of you have been on dope for years and years, and you won't quit. You've been doing things the wrong way for years and years, and you won't quit. God bless you. Years and years, and you just won't quit. What is it going to take for you to turn left and go right? What's it going to take for you to go the right way? What are you waiting on? Everybody's out there want to bash homosexuals. They want to bash them. They want to beat them up. Homosexuals are an abomination of God. Well, what about you shacking? What about you lying? What about you stealing? I'm hitting all of you today. What about you overeating? Gluttonous is going to be is a sin. Oh, don't throw me out. And it's not because you out there, maybe you overeating, but we got some of these preachers, they so big they can't even tie their suit. Their suit won't fit them. And they preaching on your sin. They calling you a glutton. Well, what is he? What is he? Seems like he done got in sin that nobody told him about. Oh, I'm not preaching to you, but it's coming back at me too. I have to preach to myself to save, God bless you, to save myself. I have to tell the truth on myself to save myself. Because you see me, you watch me, I'm in a cage. I'm in a glass cage. Pastor Brandon, you're in a glass cage. Everywhere you go, people are watching you. I guarantee you, you get out of line, you won't be out of line 2 hours before the music it done got all around to the church. I saw Pastor Brandon down at the bar. He was drunk as I don't know what. The word travels. So we have to live the best we can. Do we sin? Yes. We do. The Bible says he who says he has no sin, God bless you, is a lie and he's a lie and not the truth. If I tell you Pastor Rainwater don't have no sin, don't even trust what I say. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We all have sinned. But the Holy Ghost will lead and guide us into all truth. Now, some of you say you got the Holy Ghost. You say, I got the Holy Ghost and I'm on my way to heaven. But you still doing those things that the world do. Now, did the Holy Ghost led you out there to do that? No. You have to be led by the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of you. He tells you what to do. You have to have a listening voice. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to what? His people, God's people. Anybody getting this? Am I a little too heavy today? I have to apologize to you because these men have stirred me up. I want you women to have the best of men. If you ever get one out of the Vine Christian Ministry, we want her to have what? A good one. I remember my mother raised 7 sons. And the girls, when we got old enough to be married, the people that knew my mother says, I want you to have one of Emma Bell's boys. Because she knew that they was raised a certain way. Like if you, I'm just going to pick some names like the Wagner family. If a guy was looking for a good lady, and I'm not selling the Wagners. Trust me, one just got married already. I'm not selling them. But I'm telling you, if you want to pick a good woman, I know that there's one because I know how they was raised. They was raised a certain way. You see, guys, if you're looking for a good lady, find out about her parents. Find some. Don't just look at her because she's pretty. All those women are pretty to me. All of them. I don't care what they look like, they're pretty. God made them. Yes. Beauty don't run on the outside, it run on the inside of them. Yes. Let me get off of that. Because I'm not preaching on marriage. I'm preaching on baptism. Why you need to be baptized? John 3:5, Jesus answered. This is Jesus saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, God bless you. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Then Peter, Acts 2:38, I'm kind of running through this because I want to get where I need to get. Then Peter said, 2:38, unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to turn there because I'm going a little fast. Acts 22:16. And now why tarry thou? Arise and be baptized, wash away thy sin, calling on the name of Jesus. So water has some type of washing in it. Say, well, water don't wash away the sin. It's like if I say I stop sinning, that means that if I go down in water, I'm making a public, acknowledge that I have turned away from my old ways. Huh? I'm making it public. I'm not there no more. Girls, where I used to be, I'm not there no more. Boys, where I used to be, I'm not there no more. I'm a new person now. I used to be the walking guy and talking his talk and trying to wear, some guys kind of put their feet out like this, they thought if they had a limp or some kind of way they move their feet, the girls would, he just looked like he can dance. He just looked like he got it. I want him. We got to have a little fun while we're preaching, don't we? The guys now, the wider they can walk and the further they can get their pants down, that means they bad to the bone. You must have been in prison for quite a while. You bad. You bad. He don't care about nothing. But a guy that is upright, he's going to try to dress up. Dress up. Fix up. You're going to go look for a lady, look the best you can look. Huh? When she put her arms under your arms and she walking down the street, let her feel that she got the best thing in the country. Her pick was was the best. I know you other guys treat your wife good, but there's one man in here that when he walk around with his wife and he been married for years and years, and they act like two young kids, giggling, laughing, lay moan. Man, that man treats his wife good, man. I said, man, I need to treat a little better than that. I need to come up on my stuff. I need to call her sugar plum and sugar poo, and I need to do that. If anybody, and not mentioning the deacons, you know, Deacon Phillip and some of the others in here, Pastor Brandt, I mean, I can name that really, really treats their wife good. Like a man's supposed to treat his wife. I mean, that makes another man feel good when he see a guy. He's just in love with his wife. He ain't got eyes looking all around at everybody else walking down the street of her looking. No, he got his eyes on her. And that's the same way you need to get. God said we married to Jesus. Say when we baptize in his name, we are married to him. We carry his name. Now we ought to be looking only to him, only to Jesus. You shouldn't be trying to find out if there's another God. He said, he tell you in his word, don't even look for no other God. Don't look for him. I tell you what, if I ever get to the place I curse my wife out, run her down, I want her to come tell the church. Because I need help. I need help. Tell the boys first, then go tell the church. Let them beat me up first, and then go tell the church. When God gave it to us as a gift, why should we be baptized in his name? What is the significance of being baptized? First of all, baptism is a commandment. Romans 6:3. What is the significance of being baptized? Are you guys getting tired now? Because I can quit. Romans 6:3, would you put that up on the board if you can? It said, know ye not that as so many of us were baptized into Jesus, were baptized into his death. So when you go down in the water, you're saying that I'm getting ready to be baptized into his death. And when you when he baptizes you with the Holy Ghost, it's saying that the same Spirit that raised him from the dead is going to raise us up too. That's shouting ground right there. That's a reason to get baptized right there. Because when I get baptized, I'm being baptized in Jesus. Then you won't be so afraid of dying. I'm in Jesus. And being in Jesus is not what you think that if you get up and got a headache, you're no longer in Jesus. Your body can lie to you. It's your spirit. It's the spirit man, spirit woman that is saved. Flesh never gets saved. Flesh is going to die. Flesh is not going to act right. If you think your flesh is going to act right, that's reading Dr. Leaf is teaching you about your mind. The men says, be renewed by the spirit of your mind. Be transformed. You got to transform your mind. We hope that when these men come back, that they will have a different mindset. a different outlook on life, a different way that they act, a different way that they carry self, a different praise for God. Instead of sitting back looking at the women do everything and they praising God, you need to, the men need to turn loose. Men shout too. Let's all get happy. When they said falling in love with Jesus, it's not just the women that have fallen in love, but I have fallen in love. You say, well, I love Jesus too. He said, well, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And he said, it's not grievous. I found this out, if a person do not have enough faith to come to church on Sunday, one day, you're not going to have enough faith to get to heaven. I'll say that again. If you can't make your body get up to come and worship God one day a week, one day, that's all he asked for. He don't even ask for the whole day. Just come worship me. And if you are so busy, if your job is paying you so much to stay out of heaven, if you are so afraid of your boss that you're afraid that if you don't go to church, he wants you to work on Sunday, and you're afraid of your boss that he's going to fire you because you go to church on Sunday, you don't need that job. Amen. My wife is a living witness. When I got the Holy Ghost, my boss couldn't tell me that I had to work on Sunday. I didn't work on Saturday. All the others did. I didn't. That was my day with the family. Sunday was my day off for God. For many times, the boss would call me and say, are you coming in today? I'd say, no way. Well, we got all these containers down, need to come off the ship. Somebody else is going to have to get them. I believe that's why God has blessed me so much in my ministry. I'm not going to stay. I'm going to give God one day. Some of you don't even have time for God. You work all day, half of the night. Then when you go to bed, if you do, you want to say a few prayers. You're so tired. You just say, oh, Lord, pray for me. You sleep. You didn't give God nothing. Is that fair to God? You're too tired. You cannot worship God with your... If you're going to do something for God, give him your best. I'm just about finished because I see some of you are getting tired. I'm gonna wave my hand so to wave that sleeping spirit off. Get off of him. I told the guys, I said, listen, I know that I'm a long preacher, so I need you, the guys, to stand up, and if you want to go back and get some coffee or whatever you need to go, you go do it. I said, only thing I need is your ears. Just give me your ears while you're drinking coffee or pour it, and just keep remembering what I'm saying up there. But God is he's a good God. We're going to have a baptism today. I don't know how many people want to be baptized. But if I've said anything that will cause you to want to be baptized in Jesus' name or go down the way you're supposed to go down, then you'll know. I've been buried in Christ. I've been buried under his name. I've been buried in him. Now, I've done everything that he told me to do. I know for sure, I don't have to be afraid of dying anymore. Amen. I don't have to worry about that. I don't care how sick I get. I'm not going to ask the old Lord, take me on home. No, I want to stay here for longer. Take this thing off of me right now in the name of Jesus. Get off of me, disease. Get off of me, whatever. Genesis 6:3 says what? 120 years. Children of Israel had 80 years. Reason they had 80 years because they sinned. We got 120 years. You can live to get 120 years, and people are proving it. 116, 117. They live in that old, over in the old country. The God that you serve, he created you. Why can't he raise you up? Why can't he heal you? Why can't he provide for you? I'm so glad that God took me out of the church and put me out of on the streets. Some people want to preach behind the pulpit. The pulpit, not the pulpit, the pulpit. They want to hide under the pews, point the finger at everybody else. I'm glad that I'm out there talking to people like Jesus did, telling somebody about Jesus, seeing the Holy Ghost move out in the streets. The Holy Ghost will move in the street just like he does in here. If you don't believe it, start get with somebody out there, and you, when you feel the Holy Ghost come up on them, you start singing a song, and you get happy, and watch that they get happy. Same Holy Ghost. Let me give you a few more verses, and I'm going to quit. Why should we get baptized? Romans 6:3, I gave you that one, didn't I? 1 Corinthians 12:13. For by one spirit we are all baptized into what? One body. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bonds or free, and have been all made to drink of the same spirit. So we all been baptized in Jesus' name, and we all have been able to drink the Holy Ghost. Same spirit. Same spirit. He don't give one spirit and one the other. Same spirit. Holy Ghost. That's the reason when I go into a meeting, I like to ask if anybody got any Holy Ghost in here besides me. If they don't act like they got it or know who he is, I know you ain't got it. And so you the one I'm going to be preaching at. Can't even praise God. Colossians 2:12. This is what some of you need to hear. Why should I be baptized? Buried with him in baptism, where also ye are raised with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. That's what you'll say? 1 Peter 3:21. The like figure whereunto even baptism does also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus done already came and showed you. And so he did it. So if he've already paved the way for you, why not get baptized in his name? What else are you looking for? Are you looking for him to come down and beg you and beg you and plead with you and plead with you? Well, God is a merciful God. He did that with me for many years until I finally got it right. I got hungry for the Holy Ghost. I knew if everybody else was getting it and I didn't have it, I needed it. And you got to get hungry for the Holy Ghost. When you want the Holy Ghost, you got to get it like you want a Rolls Royce or something that you want, and you want it bad, worse than you ever in your life. You got to want it. And when you want it, you got to ask God for it. You can't come to God mumbling. You ask him, thank him for it. Raise up your hand and just say, thank you, Jesus. I love you. Just whatever come out of you. And when you do that, I guarantee you, Holy Ghost will come out of you. When Brother Mike came up to me in the men's meeting, Lord had already told him, told me that when he come, have him to bow down in front of you and you lay hands on him. So Pastor Brandon, when Pastor Brandon was preaching through the Holy Ghost, Pastor Brandon told certain men to go and pray with each other. And so here, first one showed up with Mike. The other one showed up with the deacon to pray for me. Brandon, Pastor Brandon said, did you tell Pastor Mike to go pray with me? Oh, he said someone. But you told the deacon to pray for me. So the deacon came over there afterward. But when he came over there and he was praying for me and blessing me, all of a sudden, when he finished, I had him to do what God told me to do for him. And so we both put our hands on each other's shoulders, and we began to just pray and speaking in tongues. And the next thing I knew, we both were speaking in tongues so hard and so much, the Holy Ghost was fluently coming out of that man. Fluently coming out of him. I mean, blah, 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 blah. And wasn't no doubt, it wasn't no yabba dabba or, you know. It was Holy Ghost. And so he kind of moved over to the side. He was still on his knees. And he just fell out under the anointing. Said he had never fallen out before. So he knew I didn't push him down, kick him down. Or I didn't get there and try to teach him, say this, say this, say yabba dabba do, say yabba dabba do. I don't do that. I don't do that. I don't push nobody down. If the Holy Ghost don't do it, I'm not going to do it. So we need to know why we're baptized, know what the Holy Ghost is, know that we've been commanded to do it, and get on down to business. Get on out there and tell somebody else about it. Pastor Brandon, you better set me down because I need to quit. I'm quitting. So if you want to do altar call, you do it.